Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Live from the PetroServe USA studios, this is What's on Your Mind. Call us 701-271-1100. Text us 701-237-1590. What's on Your Mind is on. And now here's your host, Scott Henning.
Well, if you ask me where I come from, here's what I tell everyone. Born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place where the stars and stripes,
let's rock and roll,
and the eagle flies.
Open up those phone lines and go to work, friends. How you doing?
It's a big old
welcome to What's on Your Mind, 7 past the hour on a Monday edition of the program. I'm Scott Hinnon. Kevin Flynn is here, and you are welcome to join this program by calling us at 701-271-1100. That's right. What's on your mind today on this Monday? 701-271-1100. Let us know. Text us at 701-237-1590. You can also email us, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. A couple things on my mind. One, tomorrow night there's a Fargo school board meeting and a hearing on the budget. If you're in the Fargo School District, you got your Cass County property tax summary. You know that the lion's share of your property taxes in Cass County, if you're in the Fargo School District, are in fact that of the Fargo School District. They want more of your money. Despite your home being worth more, they still would like to increase property taxes, and some of the increases I've heard are unbelievable. So are you ready to do something about it? Be one of those watchdogs. I call it a hall monitor. Hall monitors are needed for the Fargo School Board. It's tomorrow night. A hearing. Looking forward to that. Hope you're going to go. That's on my brain tonight. Then Wednesday we have the debate. Governor Doug Burgum is in the debate. What should Governor Burgum do differently this time around? You got a theory on this, Kev, what he should do?
Yeah, don't play basketball before the thing.
Good idea. Don't play basketball before the he probably
he's can. You know, he's saying what they're all saying the same thing. Joe Biden bad. Nothing working. I mean, pay attention. Grocery store, gas prices.
Right, energy.
That's they're going to come at all of that. He's especially a in my view, is especially attuned to the energy issues. And, you know, that's he's going to talk about that. He shows well. I mean, you know, but again, it's Trump's to lose. You know, they're all playing for second or some form of second, in my humble opinion.
Which is fine. I mean,
yeah, got to go through the process.
Iron sharpens iron, as they say.
Boy, I would love to go to the Reagan Library, I got to say. I just saw shots of it. That big 707, the former Air Force One jet, is inside the library.
I've been inside
it. That's a library there.
I have been to the Reagan Library no less than a half a dozen times.
Yeah, I want to make a point to go when we go in June.
Broadcast the show from there, Simi Valley, California. It's unbelievable. It is unbelievable. It really is. To tell the whole Reagan story, pretty incredible. So back to Doug, our governor. In Wednesday's debate, what do you think he needs to do differently? We had a watch party. We'll have another watch party Wednesday night here at our studios. And it's great hearing from folks that are watching this and then in real time giving us their analysis. Last time there was some frustration with Governor Burgum because two things. One, not aggressive enough. People thought he, you know, was sort of too nice, kind of holding back. Whether that was because he was in excruciating pain from this Achilles heel tear or what, I don't know. Or just a strategy, but a lot of folks thought he needed to be tougher, harsher. You know, get in the arena, throw a few punches, mix it up a little bit. Now, I've seen Dana Perino and Stuart Varney, who are two of the three hosts for this week's debate, say that they are going to do everything in their power to get the candidates to debate themselves and stay out of it. They don't want the debate between the candidates. Novel concept for a debate, I realize, but so often, you know, have the commentators that sort of want to be the story and go into this ridiculously long question and all this stuff. So anyway, if they are good to their word, maybe we'll see a little brawl of sorts. Verbal, of course. The other thing that our guests in the last debate said they thought the governor did too much of was play the small town card. I'm from a town of 300, you know, small town.
Yeah, I heard that too.
Do you agree with it? I think it's a differentiator for him. How many other people right. on that stage are from literally a small town of 300 people? And, you know, there is a difference. So I think it's worth it, but I guess it's a question of how often do you...
Well, he's got to let people know. I mean, because the majority kind of doesn't know who he is. So he's got to tell his story a bit, too.
Yeah.
I don't have a problem with that.
All right. So there's a couple of things. You tell us what you think. 701-271-1100. Miserable weekend of polling for the Biden administration. This gives me a little bit of hope, Kev. If I go line by line through these polls, I find myself saying, you know what? As frustrating as it is some days when you see all this happening, let me give you an example. Only 23% of Americans approve of Biden's handling of the southern border. Now, I'm sitting here day after
Who
day.
Who are those 23%? Well, are they new Americans that get licenses in Minnesota already or what?
I agree. First of all, they've got to be hopeless, hopeless left-wing Democrats who clearly want a different America than you and I do. But 23% is all. I don't know about you, but I sit here every day when we talk about this. We've had Todd Benzman on the program down here weekly, chronicling what's happening down there. We had Tom Holman on.
Yep.
We're following this as best we can, and I'm like, nobody's paying attention to it. The majority of the media is not covering it. But somehow this is breaking through. That gives me great hope. The 23% of Americans are the only ones left that approve of his handling of the southern border.
And yeah.
Clearly, he doesn't care, because nothing ever changes. They don't change. Here's another, this is an analysis from Town Hall. President Joe Biden's job approval rating is 19 points underwater. His ratings for handling the economy and immigration are at career lows. A record number of Americans say they've become worse off under his presidency. Three-quarters say he's too old for another term. And Donald Trump is looking better in retrospect. All of these, according to Town Hall, severe challenges for Biden in his reelection campaign ahead. 44% of Americans in an ABC News Washington Post poll say they've gotten worse off financially under Biden's presidency.
Mm-hmm.
The most for any president in ABC Post poll since 86. Only 37% approve of his job performance, 56% disapprove. Still fewer approve of Biden's performance on the economy, 30%.
What about Joe? It's better. We're building back better. Bidenomics is working. It's working. Americans think this is working.
74% say he's too old for a second term. That's up 6 percentage points just since May. And how about that?
So what's your scenario? On what happens?
Well, I think these polls.
Does he quit, or does he quit, or does he finish his term?
No, I think he's strongly advised to step aside.
So he will resign the presidency.
No, he will say he's not running again.
That's okay. That's the first question. So he's not going to resign. He's going to finish his term.
Fill out his term.
Got to make it to a year from January.
But they'll say basically, hey, look at all these record accomplishments. I've done everything.
Yeah.
I've done everything.
Yep.
Everything's fine. Everything's great.
No, but it'll be family talked, heartfelt decision, hardest decision, blah, 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 and he'll be out. Okay, then what? Is it Newsom? Because you know it's not Harris.
Michelle Obama?
That's in the convo. Yeah. Popcorn's ready. And how do you do that?
So, something's going to happen because a couple things are happening here. One, the poll numbers are in free fall.
Oh, there's no question.
The biggest story of the weekend was two different polls showing Trump beating Biden. This is going to send the left into full-fledged panic mode. I mean, crazy. By the way, ABC News, this is classic. ABC News, when one of the polls came out, this must have been their poll. Headline, Trump edges out Biden 51-42 in head-to-head matchup.
Yeah.
Does a 9-point difference sound like a edging out?
No. No.
Wouldn't that be like 51-50?
Yeah.
Yeah, no. They
not even close.
The headline.
Not even close.
And when this first came out, Trump edges out Biden 51-42 in head-to-head matchup. Just tells you the bias.
In what
numbers.
World?
But then after, they fixed it a few hours later. They said, troubles for Biden, not just his age and re-election campaign. 19 points underwater in the job approval rating. But I think the staggering one to me is the border. I think that's unbelievable. Unbelievable. Folks are waking up. I love it. What's going to happen, though, as a result? Tell us what you think on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
Does the spring thaw leave you anxious about your basement? Have you been struggling with water seeping in? At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution. From wall bracing and water seepage to complete foundation replacement, for a free estimate, go to pccnd.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming September auctions include 600 acres in Stutsman County, 140 acres in Grand Forks County, 289 acres in Cass County, 709 acres in Trail County, 160 acres in Ransom County near Lisbon, and many more land and equipment auctions in Barnes, Ward, McLean, Renville, Towner, Walsh, Morton, Burleigh, and Burke Counties. Call Piper's 877-700-4099 for view all these land and equipment auctions at pipers.com.
We're talking estate planning with Mark Wagner, ND Estate Services. Mark, what are the deciding factors when people determine their estate plans?
Scott, age, marital status, and even wealth are not a determining factor when it comes to setting up your estate plan. The determining factor is, number one, if you don't want to have any court oversight of any titleable assets or any numbered accounts, you need to consider the benefits of a revocable living trust to have a private, peaceful settlement for your family each and every time, guaranteed.
That avoids probate, but it also minimizes taxes, doesn't it?
It does minimize taxes. The kids all receive a stepped-up basis on your investments and also on your personal titleable property that's been properly funded into the trust. Absolutely.
Call Mark to find out more at 701-318-0908, 318-0908, ndestateservices.com in Minnesota and North Dakota. Mark Wagner. Thanks, Mark.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete, Ramjack North, we've got a solution, polyjacking. To learn more, call us at 701-280-7038.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
W. Stevenson.
Yes, correct.
Right?
Yep. And Brooks and Dunn did it and exploded the song. But yeah. Big in the day, one hit wonder for B-Dub.
Oh, Maria.
You married a Maria.
I did marry a Maria. That's why I like that song.
Yeah.
Exactly right. Back on What's on Your Mind, brought to you today by PetroServe USA, home cook and grab-and-go convenience. If you're up Harwood Way today, you're going to have a hamburger hot dish. Oh, you ever had a bad hamburger hot dish? Never.
No, not really.
Brings me back to my childhood hamburger hot dish. Comfort food. Let's see. Fargo, NP Avenue, downtown, chicken tender or mac and cheese today. 12th Avenue and I-29, chili cheese hot dog. PetroServe USA. Beef tips or southern chicken bowls, West Main Avenue, West Fargo. On 45th Street, 9th Avenue, Southwest, orange chicken today. Meatballs in Glendon. There you go. PetroServe USA. Home cooking, grab and go convenience. Just a few of the samples you find there today. So, Pete Buttigieg, the transportation secretary, was on, he had the luck of the draw on ABC's This Week with Martha Raddatz, asking about some of these poll numbers. Listen to him tackle the problem of Biden's poll numbers. Yeah. You're going to love this.
What do you say to the 44% of Americans who say they are worse off now than they were before Biden took office?
Well, look, we all know the economic pressure that Americans have felt. When the president took office, the economy was flat on its back. But we're also getting extraordinary results. More than 13 million jobs created. That's more than any presidential term in American history. And yes, it takes a while for people to feel the full benefits of those results, just like it's going to take a while to build all of the infrastructure that we're now underway on with the president's generational infrastructure bill. But he got the bill done after president, Congress after Congress couldn't make it happen. He did. We're getting the results on the economy.
These people lie. They just lie.
Just lie.
Just lie with abandon. You know?
How? How do they say that with a straight face?
It's going to take a while for people to feel the full benefits of that. I mean, it's going the wrong direction, Pete.
Where's the bright light? Where's the fix? Where's the fix with gas prices getting back to $2, $60 barrel
of oil? Wait a minute.
Where's the actual?
The economy was flat on its back when Biden took office, Kevin.
Oh, yeah.
Flat on its back.
Right. Yeah, that 40,000 Dow and that booming 401k was sure flat on its back. That $2 gas, that was the China trade deals, no NAFTA.
If I'm going to hear one more time, this president in the history of mankind added more jobs than any other president, 13 million. Folks, do you understand how they're able to say that?
COVID.
Obviously, there was the, as we mentioned earlier, a unemployment system rife with fraud, by the way, now to the tune of $120-some billion worth of fraud is what's been estimated because they paid people extra. Oh, yeah, just stay on vacation. Stay on vacation. We'll keep paying you an extra $600 a week if you stay home, okay? So that and the other COVID impacts of places shutting down, then there were all kinds of layoffs. And when the economy turned back on, those people came back into the workforce.
Yep.
He's counting those in the 13 million.
Yep.
There's no way you could count that. That's not creating a job.
Let me just tell you, too, and this is personal experience. My best friend closed down his companies in Fargo, too, because they lost during the when they signed that NAFTA. The worst trade. I love Trump's line. Who signs that deal? It was terrible. It was awful. And all the manufacturing jobs left. Polaris, Fender, Trane, all of them. Trump rescinded that. When he rescinded that and put USMCA in place, that single-handedly brought back. So any manufacturing jobs that Joe and the team want to tell you they created, they only created that because there's no NAFTA doing free trade with the Mexican government or with Mexico anymore. That's a fact. I mean, that's just a simple fact.
Big Mike will be the left's candidate, says one of our listeners.
Big Mike. Mike.
I think that's a nickname for Michelle. I could be wrong.
Yeah.
Another says either Governor Nuisance or Big Mike. We all know
Governor Nuisance.
we all know Sleepy Joe isn't going to be the Democratic candidate. All right.
Somebody texted in on Friday and said we should do like a one day a week do a conspiracy theory show. I say first topic is Michelle Obama a biological male. I thought it was pretty funny. I thought Conspiracy Theory Thursday or something. Let's do it.
It wears me out. On the plus side, says another listener. Kamala is heading up gun violence, so the results could be as good as her job as the border czar.
Yay, you're all right.
How's that job at the border doing, by the way? Here's poor ABC News having to report this.
Authorities announcing there were more than 232,000 migrant encounters at the southern border in August, the highest monthly total this year. The president says his policies are working.
We put in place policies that process people in a fair and fast way.
But our poll shows only 23% approve of his handling of the situation. Another career low.
Another career low. This is Martha Raddatz from ABC News having to report this. They have to admit it now. 62% saying, no way, no how. You're doing a horrible job at the border, Joe Biden.
We got policies.
This makes me feel like we're making some progress.
Policies. We're place. No joke.
We're making some progress here. By the way, you know who Eric Swalwell is, right?
Oh, geez, yeah.
Yeah, sorry to get some on you there. He was on another one of the shows over on MSNBC, and here is his explanation of why Biden's approval rating is so low. Listen to Eric. Bring it on, Eric. He's buffering.
The incredibly deep and complex Eric Swalwell. Guy that had this Chinese spy for a girlfriend or something.
Yes.
That guy.
Right.
California Democrat.
Right. That guy.
Yeah, no thank you.
No?
You know, back to Biden. It's working. What is he talking about? It's not about lying. And I love it that, you know, there's big stories about migrant children are being exploited by this turkey company, Jenny O. in Worthington, Minnesota. Children are being exploited? Where would they be coming from? Where are they getting these children? Do you think they're being exploited for more than, you know, food processing, Joe?
Did you just
hear a huge deal there, but let's forget about the sex trafficking sending kids all over the planet.
Nearly a quarter of a million illegal crossings in August alone. Last month.
Yeah, yep. And he said, what was the clip he had there? You just played fair, process them in a fair and whatever way. Okay, you do realize, Joe, the entire world is coming here.
They're waving them in.
They're all coming. They're all coming. They're coming from every corner of the world where life sucks.
They got a Disney Fast Pass to get in.
Yep. And life where they are from is awful. No running water, no toilets, no nothing. Africa, South America, Central America, they're all coming. They're all coming. So then what? When are we full? I think we're full now. By the way, did you see the El Paso, Texas shelter? Holds about 400 people. They have about 6,500 as of yesterday.
By the way, inhumane.
Oh, every city, every shelter in every city in Texas is well over capacity from Dallas to San Antonio.
By the way, Eric Swalwell, I couldn't get it to play, but he said that the reason Biden's approval rating is as low as it is because Democrats don't punch back hard enough.
Right.
That's what he said. They don't punch back hard enough.
Yeah, that's it.
Can't make it up with these guys.
For the history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota. Discover Kinder Care. Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living. All the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
USA News Update. The Detroit automakers and the UAW continued to negotiate over the weekend. UAW members walked off more jobs at GM and Stellantis distribution centers, but held off on Ford, saying the company has done more to meet its demands. The UAW told members Saturday, quote, our pressure on Ford is starting to pay off, end quote. A short strike would be good news for the economy. On the other hand, inflation could rise if some vehicles could become hard to get or repair shops and dealerships run out of spare parts. More than 18,000 UAW members are now on strike. The Writers Guild of America and the Association of Motion Picture and Television Producers announced last night that they have reached an agreement in the Hollywood Writers' Strike. A vote by WGA leadership is scheduled to take place as soon as tomorrow. Lance Pry, U.S.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Steelers real.
Yes. Yeah. Yep. Okay. You bet.
Clowns to the left of me, jokers to the right. Here I am, stuck in the middle with you. Yes, I'm stuck in the middle with you.
What do you think these guys like are?
You know,
cleaning tables at a mall somewhere,
yeah.
Or what people do? They don't make enough money to.
Well, you know what? Solo artists left Steelers Wheel and had a couple of.
I did not.
Jerry Rafferty.
Oh, is that right?
The Steelers Wheel guy was half of Steelers Wheel. Yeah, I'm Jerry Rafferty.
Baker Street. Oh, is that right?
That was him singing that.
So he did okay.
Yeah?
Yeah. Got it. That's beautiful. 27 before the top of the hour on What's on Your Mind. We're going to chat in a moment with Beth Sluddy, who's the superintendent of West Fargo Public Schools, and Levi Bachmeyer, who is the business manager there. Look forward to a conversation about tomorrow's vote in West Fargo. Give you what you need to know there and put that on your calendar. So we'll do that momentarily. Stay tuned for that. Let's see a couple of emails in. March 25th, 2020. Somebody said unleaded gasoline at Casey's was $1.19. It had been the Trump's last year in office.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I remember.
$1.50, $1.19. I'll soon we forget. Another listener said, I hate Biden and his constant lying. The only time I will be okay with his lying is when he is lying in the rotunda. Oof.
It's not him. It's all of them. They're all just liars. Just sticking to the party line. Sticking to the script. Sad, really.
Kind of a tasteless joke there, though.
Yeah.
We're not going to wish ill on the president in a physical kind of way. We just want him to get off the political stage. I read a great story. It wasn't a story. It was a column by Peggy Noonan. And the column was titled, Biden Can't Resist the River of Power.
Oh, and he's been floating that bad boy for 50 years. And by the way, I am all for and encouraging Joe Biden to prison. So I don't want anything to happen to him, you know, but if he should happen to leave in handcuffs and actually end up in a cell somewhere, I don't even care if it's a cushy federal prison. I want him in prison. He's a treasonous piece of you-know-what.
This story, Peggy Noonan writes, recounts a story from a friend of Biden's where he was sitting around in a backyard in Wilmington with friends when his sons were young,
And Biden asks, hey, where's your kid going to college? The friend says, Joe, he's 8 years old. Somebody else said it wasn't important. Biden said, let me tell you something. There's a river of power that flows through this country. Some people, most people, don't even know the river is there, but it's there. Some people know about the river, but they can't get in. They only stand at the edge. And some people, a few, get to swim in the river. All the time. They get to swim their whole lives in the river of power. And that river flows from the Ivy League. It's Joe Biden in his own words.
Oh, yeah.
Thinking about the river of power.
Look at exactly who we're dealing with right now. Mayorkas, Granholm, I mean, Biden, they're all lawyers. All of them. And a lot of them are Harvard grads. Yeah, I mean, yep, he's spot on. He's right.
Peggy Noonan goes on to say, a lot of hungers, resentments, and future actions were embedded in that speech by Joe Biden. Syracuse lost, class of 68. They aren't the words of an unsophisticated man, but of a man who wanted things, houses, power, and glittering prizes, and who can't always be talked out of them. Wow. Very interesting. Wall Street Journal, Peggy Noonan. I'm not a big Peggy Noonan fan these days, but that's pretty good. Really gives you a little bit of the psyche of Joe. Appreciate the comments. All right, as promised, we're going to talk a little bit about a vote tomorrow in West Fargo for West Fargo Public Schools. They have a referendum vote. Levi Bachmeyer is here, business manager with the West Fargo School District. Levi, how you doing?
Hey, Scott, I'm doing well. Thanks so much for having me on.
Good, 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 good. Is Beth with you as well, or are you taking the reins today?
I'm taking the reins. She had something come up last minute this morning, so she sends her best.
No problem. So tomorrow, what are West Fargo Public School District parents voting on, the citizens of West Fargo?
So the citizens of West Fargo are going to be voting on a bond referendum special election. It is a package of facility requests put together by our long-range facility planning task force and approved by our school board. It covers a wide variety of things, from land on the north end of the district in anticipation of the diversion being completed to the expansion of Horace High School and Heritage Middle School, and is really based on what a task force of about 50 identified as the district's needs over the next 5 to 10 years.
And why is it needed? Tell us a little bit about the growth you're experiencing.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it comes as a surprise to some, certainly myself. Some days I'm a proud graduate of West Fargo School, so it's been fun to be back living in West Fargo and working for my alma mater. But a lot of people don't know that West Fargo Public Schools is actually the second largest school district in North Dakota. It's about a little less than 1,000 students, smaller than Bismarck. And we actually now have, I think, 1,000 students more than Fargo Public Schools. So we're also the fastest growing school district. Historically have been adding anywhere between, 400 or 500 or 600 students any given year. And those students need space. And so for a really long time, when the district has space needs, facility needs, it goes out to its citizens and a vote of the people. So really what continues to drive, all of this, which has, been true for the last, several elections, has really been how do we keep up with the rapid growth that we're experiencing, particularly for us that's down on the south side of the district, south of 52nd Avenue. I know County Road 17 is in pretty tough shape, but when it was open, it would just continue to amaze me at all of the building that was going down towards and within the city of Horace.
And, of course, Horace has been transformed by the schools and the new addition. So, the growth has been met, and it just keeps coming, doesn't it?
Yeah, it certainly isn't slowing down. Like I said, we've been growing, 4 to 5, sometimes a little bit less, sometimes a little bit more, students per year. That definitely is going to continue to be our reality for the next several years. We're projected to add about 2,000 more students. We will likely become the largest school district in the state of North Dakota in the next 5 years. One of the things people sometimes ask, well, how on earth can you continue to add those many kids each year? One is it's just kind of become our reality. We're really grateful that people want to live in the school district, and I think people find, you know, the west side of the metro to be a desirable place to call home. And, you know, the other piece of it is just when you think about, you know, that we'll graduate between 750 and 800 seniors any given year, and they're replaced, you know, by a group of kindergartners that's constantly over 1,000, you know, usually around 1,100. So just even if no additional houses were built, just based on the fact that our younger classes are so much larger than the grades currently in high school, you know, we're adding about 300 kids a year just through, you know, graduations and upcoming classes of kindergartners.
Unbelievable. And that, I mean, managing that growth, just think about that. That's like having a tiger by the tail. So this has been interesting to watch. You've had occasion to do this before, to go to the voters and say, here's what we need just to keep up with the growth. I'm trying to remember the time frame on the last referendum, but it was overwhelmingly supported, wasn't it?
Yes, and actually we've had two in fairly recent history. One was in 2015 and another in 2018. You know, one of the questions that we get is, why on earth just don't you build these buildings larger? We have the largest high schools and middle schools in the state. We have some of the largest elementaries in the state of North Dakota. You know, we did a variety of public forums, and the question that came up several times was, why don't you build out, you know, why didn't you build out Heritage in Horace at the time back in 2018? Which, again, I think is a fair question, but, you know, if you put yourself back in at that time 5 years ago, we had looked at, you know, what was our building costs. Inflation was almost zero for us based on the bids we received for our elementary schools. And then, obviously, we went into COVID, and that definitely changed. But based on what used to be our reality and the fact that the longer that we wait, the more time we have to pay down some of our old debt. You know, think about, you know, a school district when people open their property taxes. You know, in West Fargo, a huge portion of that property tax statement is for voter-approved debt. So, for instance, you know, just over a quarter, between 25 and 30% of what people pay in school taxes is simply to cover the debt on current buildings that we had to build, just like, you know, people take out a home mortgage. And so, obviously, just like those mortgages, maybe for 15 or 30 years, we've been building for so long that eventually, you know, we pay down that debt, which reduces the amount of money that we need to raise, you know, to cover our building needs. So the longer that we can wait, the more we can minimize the individual impact on taxpayers. So, you know, I think if people could look back in the 2018 task force, I wasn't working for the school district at that time. But if they could have seen, you know, what was coming, you know, with COVID and supply chains and everything else, labor shortages, might they have made a different decision? You know, maybe. But with the information that they had at the time and, you know, an ongoing desire to try to minimize, you know, what that impact on taxpayers would be, I think that at least helps, explain and help people understand, you know, why the decision wasn't made to build out Horace High and Heritage Middle School, you know, to their full capacity right away as part of that last bond.
Only about a half a minute left. Just give the final pitch to West Fargo School District voters for tomorrow.
Yeah, we're just we want to make sure that everyone has the information that they need to vote. You can look it up on our website for West Fargo Public Schools, everything you need to know. Polls open at 7 a.m., close at 7 p.m. We have 6 polling locations across the district. We're grateful that we've had an engaged community for a very long time, and we just want to make sure that people have all the information that they need to make sure that their voice is heard.
One texter wants to know how many new schools are part of this. Is this just the one for the land up north, or is there more?
There would be one brand new elementary school that would be included, a massive renovation of our oldest building, South Elementary, which is near 7th Avenue and Cheyenne, and then a dramatic expansion of both Heritage Middle School and Horace High School. The new elementary school would actually be slated. The school board hasn't approved it yet, but the district does own land around 64th Avenue North, down near the new middle and high school.
Got it. Appreciate it, Levi. Congrats on running a great show there.
Thanks so much,
you,
Scott.
You bet. Take care.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. But what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
It's about tradition, values, and family ties. Putnam Chevrolet's tradition of giving back to our community remains a priority, and that's why we've partnered with these local nonprofit organizations and events. And our tradition of giving this community a fair and honest offer continues as we promise to never charge over MSRP. And if you're not finding the perfect new vehicle for you, your lifestyle, or your budget, let us help custom order it for you at Putnam Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
From field to fuel. A story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know ethanol costs less than other octane sources? Reducing the cost of gasoline at the pump? North Dakota's corn ethanol refineries produce biofuel with among the smallest carbon footprints in the nation. Two, making use of steam from fossil fuel power plants. Investments in carbon capture that will take advantage of North Dakota's unique geology look to shrink those footprints even more. Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. Yields increasing 25 to 42% in the last 20 years. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Donald Trump warned America. The U.S. dollar is under attack and it's becoming less and less valuable by the day. Hyperinflation and speculation is killing your retirement. Don't leave your money sitting in cash. It's time you diversified and protected your future with physical precious metals. Call Advented Gold at 800-900-8000 and get your free digital dollar survival kit and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver today. Call Advented Gold now at 800-900-8000 to get your free digital dollar survival kit. And you may qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Advantage Gold is the number one rated gold and silver company in America. Your future is precious. Protect it today when you call Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
That's 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
No way. One hit wonder here?
Oh, yeah.
Is that right?
Norman Greenbaum, tell me his other hit.
This was a hit, though.
Oh, yeah.
This is big.
Still big.
Yeah. Hey, love it.
My friend who lost her battle with cancer got to choose the music at her funeral. And at the very end, they cranked this one up as we were all leaving.
What's on your mind? Brought to you today by our friends at Cirrusset. Cirrusset is a term for cerebral reset.
That makes sense to you? C-E-R-E-C. I'm sorry, C-E-R-E-S-E-T. So CE for cerebral, reset for reset. They're a wellness company. And what they do is help you relax your brain, manage stress, restore hope, achieve restful sleep. It's a way to relax, to rebalance, to reset. And they help you find the most efficient and natural way to manage stress and improve your daily well-being. If you have sadness, depression, anxiety, nervousness, they can help. Broken sleep, a little listless, needs more energy. Some people that have lost their ability to handle stress, whether they've had an illness or an injury, physical or emotional, they can help. Find out more at Ceraset.com, C-E-R-E-S-E-T.com, Ceraset.com. Or call them at 566-5231, 566-5231. Maria Bartiromo had Matt Gaetz on this weekend and really put him through his paces on his obstruction of the process towards getting to a budget and a deal past the debt ceiling debate, which is going to be a big showdown this week because we're in the last week of September here. It's happening. Let's for folks that missed it, play a couple.
Now joining us, one of the people holding up an agreement to fund the government, Florida Republican Congressman Matt Gaetz. Congressman, thank you very much for being here this morning.
Oh, thank you. I'm glad I get to respond to your monologue, because if you're saying that I'm standing in the way of all the Republican wins, I'd love you to enumerate them. Watching my friend and mentor Jim Jordan, it was quite painful, because he started by saying we should only pick one fight, the border. But then as the interview went on, he said, well, we should pick a second fight, Jack Smith. And by the time the interview rounded out, he was saying that we shouldn't be funding Ukraine without a plan. And yet the very continuing resolution that you and Jim Jordan seemed to be for continues to have $300 million more for Ukraine. So I think we ought to fight on all fronts. I think the border is very important. And the best way for us to advance the Republican border policies is to pass the Department of Homeland Security Appropriations Bill, do that along with veterans, defense, ag, state and foreign ops. We'll have 73% of the discretionary budget funded. And if, you know, the Department of Labor and Education have to shut down for a few days as we get their appropriations in line, that's certainly not something that is optimal. But I think it's better than continuing on the current path we are to America's financial ruin.
Congressman, I understand, and that is why you are on this program this morning, because I want to give you a fair shot and I want to get you heard. So tell me why you are threatening Speaker McCarthy and trying to shut down this government at a time that the Republicans have finally gotten some upper hands here in terms of wins, able to investigate President Biden on what looks like bribery.
Yeah, we don't put our pencils down in the investigation of President Biden during a shutdown, so the premise is false. Second, if Kevin McCarthy was actually serious about pursuing the Bidens, he would have sent Hunter Biden a subpoena by now. That's how you know this is sort of failure theater that you're observing. During the first year of Democrat control of the Congress, they brought in Donald Trump Jr. three times over nothing, over a nothing burger. And so we seem to be fundamentally unserious in our oversight, but what is serious is the fact that we are spending more than $7 trillion a year, bringing in around $5 trillion a year, and I want to fund the government. I'm not pro shutdown, but the way to fund the government is not the same way we've been doing it since the mid 90s, where it's one up or down vote on the entire government all at once. We should have separate single subject spending bills. Kevin McCarthy promised that in January. He is in breach of that promise. So I'm not here to hold the government hostage. I'm here to hold Kevin McCarthy to his word.
This is really interesting. It really is. Because I think actually both sides have a very good point here. You know, nobody questions the conservative credentials of Jim Jordan, right? And Jim Jordan is like, look, we're winning. We're doing what we need to do. And yet Matt Gaetz is making a very good point about the spending and doing it, you know, tranche by tranche.
Well, and the money clip in that whole segment was her defending McCarthy.
Doing the four bills next week.
Because we're making him.
He's doing it. So to push now to blow up all of the wins that you all have had now.
Which wins? Please enumerate them.
Well, okay. Well, how about the fact that he has set up a weaponization committee to investigate the DOJ, whether they're involved in a cover-up?
That's
how about the
process.
Fact that he has... Hold on.
Wait
how
a
about
second.
The fact that he, hold on. How about the fact that he has set up the China Select Committee to keep China to account? And, of course, he has launched this inquiry into impeachment, potentially, for President Biden. Is that not what you want?
None of those things are deliverables. Those are steps in a process. Setting up a committee is an end unto itself only in Washington, D.C. The American people demand results. Hold on, I let you talk, Maria.
Okay, go ahead.
These committees have done nothing to reduce inflation. They've done nothing to actually constrain the Biden government. We can set up committees and have hearings and yell at people, but at the end of the day, if we still send the check to fund a weaponized government, having a weaponization subcommittee is little relief to the American people. And if any of this was serious, we would be sending out subpoenas and compelling process the way the January 6th committee did. We
play the game the way they play.
Yeah.
Matt Gaetz is asking for there.
Owned her.
More coming up on What's on Your Mind.
Straight ahead. Don't go away.
You all have helped support MyPillow and their employees in these tough economic times. Mike Lindell knows this and continues to give back to listeners with deals on his most popular products. You've heard us recently speak about the My Slippers, the Giza Sheets, MyPillow 2.0, and more. Great news! The MyPillow 6-pack bath towel sets are back in stock. The proprietary technology makes them extremely absorbent, yet still provides that soft feel you look for in a towel. The set comes with 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and 2 washcloths. Regular price, $79.98, and for a limited time, you can get this 6-pack towel set for only $39.99 with promo code Scott. That's a 50% savings. So go to MyPillow.com or call 800-506-9028 and use promo code Scott to save 50% on the MyPillow 6-pack towel sets. That's just $39.99 for a set. This deal won't last long. Enter promo code Scott and save big money today.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, Stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Set off your order.